other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
NORTHCOM is announcing that they're going to run anti-terror ops against the American people. All misdemeanors are acts of terrorism. We'll be getting into that. Survey says customers not ready for RFID. It is in trouble globally. We're going to be going over that. I got a bunch of other news here. But right now, we're talking to the men from Beit Shalom Ministries. We're walking across the country exposing that Christians really shouldn't be for this unjust war. And that 9/11 is an inside job. And Raymond Schwab had his son snatched by CPS because of this. In another town in another state when they were at a wedding as punishment for him doing this walk. And now they've told him shut up or they're going to, you know, keep him in foster care and not give him back. Openly, just shut up and do what's right or we'll punish the child. I mean, that's how they operate in America. And that's how they operated under Stalin, too. And then they're in another town in Illinois and the cops are saying, we're going to get you on felony wiretapping when they're on a street corner with a video camera videotaping the cops who came up and got in their face. How did all this end? Because, you know, he threatened you again with felony, so you did turn it off. I guess he was able to violate your civil rights successfully and destroy America. One more little cut to the country's throat. What do we not see that isn't on the tape?
Well, Alex, the only reason we shut it off is because we had just gotten into Illinois and we hadn't had an opportunity to examine the laws, he was saying. We always tell them to give us the law.
That law is nowhere, okay? I've looked at all the states. Like you said, they got websites that track it all. They tried to, they arrested that guy on felonies up in Pennsylvania. Now they're having to drop it and apologize. They come up to his car. He videotapes them. They arrest him. It's a bunch of bull. It's a bunch of goons trying to just buffalo us and set the precedent that we don't have any freedom.
And we realize that now, and we made a determination that if it does occur again, we're just going to press the issue until, you know, they have to act upon their threats.
Now, what they're going to do is they're going to charge you with resisting, so you've got to go completely jellyfish when that happens. They may still stomp you good, taser you, even release a dog on you. We've got video of this where folks lay down, they let dogs attack, they triple taser, then they charge you with assaulting, though you never touch them. And the false charges do stick. They have juries made up of their brothers and sisters, and they just come right in and say, kill America, and they drop the gavel. I'm sorry, go ahead.
There was just a lot of conversation. We had a conversation with the people that were complaining. We actually had someone come up to us beforehand and say, you better get out of here now or else. And, you know, I tried to plead with them and say, you realize, and I understand, this isn't only about the police, it's about the people in this country. I told them, why, if you believe in freedom, would you initiate police removing peaceful protesters preaching the gospel in your area? Why would you do that? You know, and you can hear them in the background saying, we know they can be here, but there's always the but we don't want to see this. Get out, you know, get out of our face. But for the most part, we eventually complied, gave our ID. I mean, we do believe that God has established the authorities, and we try our best to, we're not going to submit to do evil, but, you know, we are going to try to come to peaceful resolutions as much as depends on us. But I did warn them that there would be further action with what we were doing if they were wrong, and they assured me that nothing was going to happen to them. Elliot, do you have anything to add?
Well, it's like you said earlier, the country is gone. There's no hope left, and we're guilty until proven innocent. If we're guilty, if he thinks that we could have, you know, if we have a warrant out for our arrest, then why doesn't he check everybody else at the festival? Just because we're protesting, they came to us, and what it boils down to is they hate the truth, they hate the light, whether it be the truth about the war or 9/11 or our risen Lord Jesus Christ. They hate
what
the
was
truth.
This, a magic Christmas, a magic crystal sale?
Actually, it was an American-type celebration. They had, like, old, we filmed some drum corps dressed up like revolutionary drummers in the Patriot Army. So it's pretty interesting, but they also had Indian dancers. And
well, I want to hear about this. You said it was New Age. I want to hear about it. Just a few more minutes on the other side, and we'll go to your calls, folks.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, Mighty Film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We got loaded phone lines, and I appreciate our guest holding with us. Beit Shalom Ministries, links to them up on InfoWars.com right now. End of the video, the police coming up. I want to see your ID. No crimes are committed. You don't have probable cause. I'm not guilty until proven innocent. Let me see your ID. Turn that camera off. Don't record me. That's a second-degree felony violation, wiretapping. No, wiretapping is without a warrant what your criminal president does with impunity against the American people. And then nothing happens to him. That's wiretapping, Bubba. I've actually looked at the laws. I know the laws. Now, a couple states, New York, Connecticut, and I think two more have passed it, but I don't want to say because I'm going from memory. I looked it up like a year ago. Have passed wiretapping where if you call somebody on the telephone and you're recording the private conversation, that is an intercept. But those have even been thrown out of court. So that's about as wide as it's gotten. It's not, and I've had cops walk up to me and go, you can't tape me, that's wiretapping. And I just go, you know what, I'm going to continue. And by the way, I happen to know that you're misconstruing what the wiretapping law is, and you have no reasonable expectation of privacy here. You're in my face. If you don't like being on camera, just get out of my face. You like trying to do what you do in the dark, And I really am upset by you trying to violate the Bill of Rights and lie to me right now and lie to yourself. And I added to the Austin cop. I said, and you're a scumbag. I said, you're a scumbag degenerate liar. And he was. He walked up to a peaceful demonstration, about 100 people, in front of the Omni Hotel, where Governor Rick Perry was on the program note to be there, and he was there, by the way. They lied and said he wasn't, and later we proved he was there, and we heard him announcing him inside on the loudspeaker. First, the cops walk up, hey, you guys need to go. This is the wrong place. You got the wrong place. We go, oh, we have the HEB Golf Classic handout right here. Well, it says Rick Perry. Governor's office told we'd be here. We know people that work at this hotel that issued the invitations to him and his family, and that he is coming. He is here. And the cop said, okay, whatever, Mr. Conspiracy. And he walks off, and, you know, the other cops are nice enough. They just follow their orders, and he comes back over, and we got this from three camera angles. We haven't put it on YouTube yet. We've been so busy finishing Endgame, but it'll get up there. Don't worry. I'll put it on local TV, too. I don't even have to say a word. It's all voiced by the cops. Listen, I need you to go ahead and go, or you're going to be arrested. I don't want to have to arrest you. And I get on the bullhorn, and I say, the police have now threatened to arrest us if we don't leave. Anybody wants to... And I did their intimidation for me, but I wasn't going to not tell our people. Wasn't going to just let them stand there and then maybe get arrested. And so I said, for those that want to go, go. For those that want to stay, stay. About 40 of our 100 people left. We even then got cops on tape going, hey, that worked pretty good when you said that. Look, a bunch of them left. And it was kind of a celebration of deception and laughing, you know, deceiving, destroying America's fun. It's very enjoyable. And it's all pleasurable. And then all of a sudden more cops show up, paddy wagons show up. They mass about 100 police. They're all having arguments and discussing what they should do. And all of a sudden this reporter runs over to me. And I told this like 5 times. I'm telling it more detail right now because it's important. He runs over and he goes, hey, the cops say you're lying. They say that he didn't threaten to arrest you. And I walk right over with the camera, and I go, did you just tell the reporter that you didn't threaten to arrest us if we didn't leave? And he goes, that's right, I didn't threaten to arrest anybody. And looks right at the cameras, right at the press. And I just said, you are degenerate scum. Not only do you try to violate my Bill of Rights that our forefathers fought and died for, that is the heart of America, then you go lie to the newspaper about me. You are degenerate scum, and that is degenerate. You don't just try to butcher the Bill of Rights. You go around bearing false witness on people, and you think it's funny. It isn't funny. All right, I'm sorry. Gentlemen, just in closing comments, what happened after the tapes went off? Closing comments on what happened.
We went to the police station, and they were trembling. We said we were an independent media organization, that we were going to post that contact on the web, and they couldn't cite a law. They actually said eavesdropping, and basically they're just trying to intimidate us, bully us out of
their festival. Wait a minute. So you turned your cameras off, but you went to the police station to complain.
Right.
And they were trembling that because, again, we're a nation of cowards now. The general public are cowards. The cops are cowards. It shocked them that actual slaves would come in and complain.
Yeah, and also the officer that was giving me the hardest time came in while I was talking to the lieutenant, and the lieutenant was actually more reasonable then because the people weren't watching him, and he told me, look, I've been doing this for 30 years, and he said, I do agree with some of where you're coming from. He said, I've seen it all change. It's not the same today. Almost like he's just trying to get out with his skin alive. You know what I mean? Just from the way law enforcement has changed. But at the same time, I told him, but you got to understand what you're doing is wrong. And the other officer came in and saw me and took off his glasses, and his eyes got all big like, this guy actually is going to follow through with this. And, you know, I told him when I was talking to him, he got in my face and he kept saying, why would you want to do this? What are the point of these signs? And I just asked him point blank. I said, are you Christian, sir? And he said, I don't feel obligated to discuss my religion with you. And I said, well, then neither do I. And this conversation.
Well, that's the incredible thing is they'll ask you questions, and then you say something back, and they act like, oh, how dare you ask me a question. And it's none of your business, cop, what sign he's got. This is America. What is it about that you can't get?
I just ask people to pray for them and pray for this country. And again, as I've said before, Alex, this isn't only about the police. It's about the people of this country that are allowing themselves to be enslaved and allowing the police to do this and calling the police and you know, wanting to have this dominant police state system over them so they can just watch Friends and sit and eat popcorn and just ignore that our country is going into the toilet and we're losing
everything. Oh, no, I agree. The greater evil was the scum that called the cops thinking it's illegal to protest, and then the cops feel obligated to show off once they get there. I mean, the Austin cops had the Omni Hotel saying, arrest them, get them out of here. And they had to look powerless because they couldn't do what the corporate people said. But let me tell you, the Austin cops made the right decision.
We have.
They made the right decision to not, you know, it's sad that I had to threaten them with lawsuits for them to do the right thing, but they did the right thing.
We had officers in Johnson County, Kansas. The church called the police on us that we were out in front of, and the officers told them, we are here to defend their rights and to make sure that they don't break the law concerning your church, but we're not going to do anything about them. And they told me that, if you know, they were going to make sure we didn't get harassed, and they were going to make sure everybody was safe. But, you know, there are officers out there that
so
are
in that
trying.
Town, in that town in Kansas, they knew what the Bill of Rights says and how they're supposed to operate.
They were defenders of the Bill of Rights and the defenders of our right to stand there on the sidewalk and speak the truth of what's going on in this country, and I respect them for that.
What percentage of the hundreds of protests you've done now, or I don't know how many you've done, is it 100 yet?
We walk with our signs everywhere, so this is a
but, I mean, how many businesses, churches have you stood in front of? I mean, I'm just trying to get a ballpark.
Under 100.
50, 100. 60, something?
Sure, we've done a lot.
Okay, let's say 50 churches you stood in front of. How many of them have the police behave themselves?
Wow. Not very many. Most of them are very aggressive towards us and offended. One actually called us off duty and posed as a police officer on duty, saying that we are going to get arrested for making threats, when all we threatened is we called and told them we were going to protest in front of their church. That's now a threat in America, worthy of criminal investigation. Then I found out he wasn't even on duty and was actually...
What about the goon on tape running around with stains on his shirt with a gun in his belt?
Yeah, that guy was off duty. guy was off duty, and when we went to talk to the sheriff about him, the sheriff just said, that's how we do things around here. And, you know, we proceeded to tell the sheriff, I don't care how you do things around here. This is the United States of America, and you can't just have off-duty officers in plain clothes stuffing guns in their pants getting out and IDing people. We had camera equipment, you know, and he could have been anybody. And it's, I can say for the most part, and this is why we've been more resistant as we've walked, is that we're seeing that across the board in every city, in every state that we've been in, and there are very few that actually just come up and say, hey, I was just seeing if you guys are okay. Okay, don't ID us, don't ask for anything. But there still are officers out there that know they're not there to police everybody and check their ID and do random searches. You know, they're there to enforce the law. And so, you know, I praise the Lord for those officers. But it is, I would say the percentage of contacts that are unconstitutional that we have is probably around 90%.
It'll get worse and worse before it gets better. All right, gentlemen, thank you so much for spending time with us, and we'll pray for you and your family.
Thank you, Alex.
Thank you, Alex. Lord bless you.
You too, guys. And get me all those videos, because I know what to work with when I make this next film. It'll probably end up being 20 minutes of a two-hour film I'm going to make, just showing different facets of the 9/11 truth movement and the unbelievable persecution. It'll be a film about 9/11, be a film about the police state, a film about the state of this country. And just about activism in America. It tears my guts out. It really does. To know that we don't have a good future ahead of us. Because they're going in the opposite direction of liberty. And a lot of these officers, they think they're really helping the country. They think acting like this is good. And it's not. And the 30 million extra illegals that are going to pour in on top of what's already here with this amnesty will bankrupt the states even worse. And then they tell the cops, go out and write even more tickets. And I mean, frankly, I don't like having to look at your face. You know, when the illegal aliens are driving past me drunk at 90 and you let them go and I'm 5 miles over the speed limit, and you give me a ticket and want to search my car and want to breathe on me with your green teeth. I'm like one cop in Pleasanton. Guaranteed to have the IQ of a maggot from all the government ships and the narcotics, but you're all high and mighty on us, aren't you?
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple, step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Hi, this is Tom Andrew with Midas Resources, your source for gold and silver. Friday, June 1st, gold closed up $10 per ounce and silver closed up 32 cents per ounce. Significant daily gains in precious metals are not uncommon during volatile times. Don't get caught on the wrong side of this market. Call me today at 1-800-606-1294 to lock in prices as well as your future buying power. That's 1-800-606-1294. Precious Metals has always preserved purchasing power during times of confiscatory taxation and rampant inflation. Former Fed Chairman Alan Greenspan predicts a recession of alarming magnitude due to increasing budget and trade deficits. Listen, folks, the current economic system is like a game of financial musical chairs. 1-800-606-1294. Don't get caught standing without Precious Metals when the music stops. Call me now at 1-800-606-1294.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains 3 DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
I'm going to have a news blitz coming up before the show ends, and right now we're going right to your calls. Who's up first here? Joshua in Oklahoma, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, Alex. Thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to speak to you.
Thanks for calling in. What's on your mind?
Well, first, I want to give my heart out prayer to Raymond and his family because we are also going through a similar situation. I wanted to tell you and your listeners what has happened to my brother and what the so-called justice system has done to him.
What have the criminal forces done? Tell us about it.
His wife took his one-year-old kid in with a bruise on his head and accused him, you know, of inflicting the bruise.
Well, see, that's because the country's falling apart. Doesn't that fool, she had no idea what was going to happen to her, but all these ads and women's magazines tell you that the men are all evil, report them immediately. Okay.
Yeah, you watch Fox News, you know, men are just stupid, Homer Simpsons and, you know, Family Guy. Anyway, so my brother had no idea that a warrant was even out for his arrest. He wasn't even there at the time the supposed accusation happened. He ended up turning himself in and spent a year in a county jail, you know, waiting for his speedy trial that we are all given. Once the trial came, what was very interesting was, see, we're very poor, so we couldn't hire, you know, an attorney. We had a public defender. The judge in the case was a ex-girlfriend of my half-brother's father, who was a chief of police. Now, there was no jury, and I'm not a big fancy lawyer, but I know that if any member of the jury had any kind of relationship with the defendant, they wouldn't be on the jury.
But why was it a judge? Why did they have a jury trial?
Well, that's a whole other story.
Because the people perish for lack of knowledge. You guys know nothing or didn't know anything, yeah.
Well, this happened 10 years ago. He's been sitting in prison right now for 10 years, but it gets worse than this. So there was no jury. I was very young at the time, so I have no idea what's going on, you know. The wife, after, you know, being in relationship with his father.
You got to finish the story. You got to finish the story.
I'm sorry. Gave him a 60-year sentence for a bruise. Two 30-year consecutive sentences for child abuse, one being a bruise and the other being the accusation of him spanking his child. He has spent 10 years in prison with the 60-year sentence on top of it, and I just thought that I should probably let you and your listeners know that this does happen all over the country.
Oh, I know. Write up your case. Send it to us. We'll post it. His name, everything. I appreciate your call. Send it all to Aaron at Infowars.com, two A's, or submissions at Infowars.com. That is now up. We're checking that and getting those up. I'm not trying to be rude. I just need to hurry through all the other victims. There are people who serve 50 years in jail for marijuana. And then they'll have other cases where they serve a month and they'll put that on the news. A murderer served 4 years and somebody who spanked their child serves 20. And then spanking isn't even illegal. And, my wife talks to yuppies all the time. I mean, who are well-to-do, middle class, making hundreds of thousands a year. And they can have 50 witnesses at the playground that the child fell off the jungle gym and broke their finger or foot. They don't care. They walk in, the judge just laughs. You got witnesses, huh?
I've got case officers here that have sworn out affidavits that they think you're a danger. Now listen, your child's in our custody right now. Sign these forms and I'll allow you to visit in the next month. Don't cry. You cry, I'm going to hold you in contempt. And then the judge has to, like, feel like an evil pleasure sensation. And then they'll actually lean back like the Emperor out of Star Wars. Because I've actually seen it, and they'll actually go, excuse me. And then they'll actually feel evil. They'll be energized by evil, and the judge leans back. Many of you have seen this if you've been in these family courts, because this particular scum, most of the judges are actually pretty nice. Even though they might be corrupt or go along with the system. Family court, man, it's like entering the ninth gate of hell. And Judge Jean Mayer will actually pause and go, and just actually have evil pleasure spasms on the bench. You've got to go see her. You think I'm kidding. Go see Judge Jean Mayer in court, folks. I haven't seen her in years because I couldn't handle it anymore. I've been down there like 5 times. And, I mean, she'll sit there while people are crying, and she'll go, it's like she's getting the energy or something. And then the eyes are just, like, so evil. I mean, it's just, and they've got their special little Nelly bailiffs that run the whole op. It is bad, folks. But one has to see it for themselves to know it. And, I mean, she's just there feeding, feeding and feeding and feeding.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle. The NutraMedical Report here on Genesis after Alex Jones 2 to 4 Monday to Friday. Develop the first line of defense kit to block pathogenic infective organisms to give you day-to-day protection as well as infection protection against biological and chemical weapons. Defense tabs block virus and bacterial entry into your tissues. Immunity blocks the tissues by improving your host defenses by increasing your enzyme activity by putting the minerals back into your enzymes and your cells to rejuvenate cellular function. The 3M masks are the best masks in the world at 99.67% of smoke and nanoparticles. All viruses and bacteria are blocked. Defense wipes will kill all the pathogenic viruses and bacteria on contact and are safe for you and your loved ones. So get a first line of defense kit and protect yourself from daily pathogens and from civil defense from biological, chemical, and toxic weapons. Call us at 888-212-8871 or order securely at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or call us at 888-212-8871. Stay well and protect your loved ones today.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7. But I never have to go to work.
So, what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So, what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jobs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll free number again, 1-877-928-8820.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're going to go to Ava and Ben and Kathy and Rob. I'll at least get to those four calls before the show ends. I've got a few articles on RFID, on how they want to use cribs domestically, now admitting it, what we've already known for years, according to this Northcom, some other key news here. But I did want to get the sponsor. He's been a sponsor for a couple months now, and I had a chance to talk to him. About 3 years ago, he tried to get in touch with me, never could, about being a sponsor. I'm glad I finally contacted him because my wife got some samples of it and loved it. Everybody I knew was talking about it. I'd eaten green foods before, and they either give me a stomach ache or make me feel high as a kite, like I had 10 cups of coffee or just tasted horrible. This is the best stuff out there, and it's inexpensive, and they're patriots. He's friends with George Humphreys and Dr. Breeding, and used to be in Austin. Now he's out in Colorado now. They make their stuff in an organic facility, and it is inner food. And I tell you, it is just fantastic to have Mr. Sinclair, Steve Sinclair, on with us from Inner Food. Tell us how you got into the company, what the company is, what is in the, just one of your products, your main product, Inner Food, in these nice little cases that it comes in.
Well, thanks, Alex, for having me on. It's great to be on the show. And the Inner Food, the way we got started, we had just been having green drinks and had the kind of the same experience you had, and there was a lot of junk showing up in a lot of the products. So we decided to do something better, and, you know, most people, you know, they take a lot of healthy things, and people tell them, well, you know, over 2 or 3 months it'll work, and, you know, it's an incremental thing. Nobody ever realizes it. And, you know, we looked at, you know, the American lifestyle, and people are stressed out. They don't have good nutrition because of all the processed foods, and even fresh foods doesn't have the content that it used to. And so we came up with something that people can really feel immediately, the energy boost. And then over time, you know, it does do all of those things to your body. We've got 20 different ingredients in it, you know, spirulina, chlorella, vegetarian nutritional yeast, your B vitamin, you know, the dulse, kelp, barley grass, wheatgrass, alfalfa leaf, spinach, rose hips, beetroot, orange peel, winter cherry root, and some other adaptogenic herbs that help to, you know, straighten out your liver, your digestive system, your adrenals, which, you know, as you probably know, most of our adrenals are burned up. So, you know, we kind of formed our company around that one product, you know, with the coconut milk powder. That's another product that, you know, it's a fat that's not stored in your body, but it's burned as energy. It increases metabolism just like the inner foods. So that's,
oh yeah, my wife loves the coconut stuff.
Oh yeah, well, you know, that's, you know, you're talking about losing weight, not even really trying, not getting hungry. That's because it's supplying nutrition and it's increasing your metabolism. So it's just burning off that fat that you have right now. So we're just trying to keep everybody up in their energy, and you know, when your body's healthy and you have good nutrition, your immune system's being fed, you know, the whole thing. And then, you know, we come up with that NutriCafe, the coffee product that, you know, if you're going to drink coffee, you might as well drink a healthy coffee. And we put compounds in there that actually do boost your immune system and help you have a little bit increased performance level. It helps you assimilate oxygen a little bit better, so it increases stamina. And we've just been adding products that are central around that. Immune Assist, you know, for, you know, Hep C, HIV, and just a general immune boost. And then another one for critical care for cancer type stuff. And, you know, we're just trying to supply really quality products that actually work. That's our main goal.
Now, how do people get the main product, Interfeud, and how long will a keg of it last them? How do you take it? Explain it to people.
Well, thanks, Alex. It's 2-year shelf life. And, you know, the one of the best ways to get a really great price is to go to prisonplanet.com and click on our banner. It goes directly to a specials page. And you get all kinds of great specials. The Interfeud and the coconut powder combo, we call it, is $50, which is about, I don't know, 14-15% off. You do cases, you get a even 20% off of that. There's 12 to a case. 3 to 11 is 10% off. So we, you know, if you're going to stock up, this is a great product. I mean, 2 years, you got enough nutrition for a family of four. You can fit it in the trunk of your car, you know, for a whole year. So,
it's absolutely amazing stuff, and it's a great green food. You guys have really come up with a fabulous product that's become extremely successful in the last few years. Obviously, because if it is a good product, like a good restaurant, it's going to be packed, and a bad restaurant isn't going to be packed. Just word of mouth, I kept hearing about it, and just like we got Calvin as a soap, I mean, as a Calvin soap as a sponsor, because I kept hearing about how great it was, and then my wife got some. It's the same thing with your Interfeud. Heard everybody talking about it and finally tried it. And it's just wonderful stuff. People should go to enerfood.com, enerfood.com.
Or 866-762-9238.
Exactly. They can go there to the site, and they can read all about the different products you carry, mainly the Interfeud. Again, it's a central product. The other stuff's great. The other products that he was talking about, 866-762-9238. Give them a call today. 866-762-9238. And you guys have got people there on the weekend, too, so people can call them whenever they hear this retransmission. Give them a call. Don't wait, folks. Try it out. You'll love it. 866-762-9238 or enerfood.com, enerfood.com. Well, Mr. Sinclair, thank you for coming on, and it's great to have you as a sponsor.
Well, thank you, and it's a privilege to be a sponsor. We need to get the word out. We need people to get interested in what's going on, find out the facts for themselves, and take some action.
Absolutely. God bless you, my friend. Take care.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
And just one more final word on the inner food. My wife loves it. I am never been a big vitamin person, and I tried all the other green drinks, and they taste horrible, even with orange juice or apple juice. This stuff doesn't taste wonderful, but it tastes the best of anything I've had in orange juice or apple juice, and it gives you scary amounts of energy because it's just nutrients. It's not a bunch of speed fillers like a lot of the other things that make you sick. And I'm taking it. I like it. I forgot today. I probably take it three times a week. I need to make myself. I'm not in the habit. See, I'm not hungry in the morning, and then I'm not even really thirsty in the morning, and then I usually get hungry by about lunch. I need to keep it here at work, so I need to do, and just mix it in with apple juice like I do at home. Because when I do take it, and I have felt the difference in the last month taking it, it's just amazing stuff. And I know you're the same way. We're too busy to think about ourselves, but we need to make time to do this. 866-762-9238 or enerfood.com. Give them a call right now, ladies and gentlemen. All right, let's go back to the calls as promised. And who's up next again? I keep getting my call list mixed up here. Ava in British Columbia, you're on the air.
Hey there, how's it going?
Great, thanks for holding.
Oh, no problem. Hey, I just wanted to let you know that I can really identify with your caller, the ones who are having trouble with the Child Protective Services. I'm a survivor of that whole mind game. The year was 1985. I was raised in an upper-middle-class home, so, of course, this knows no socioeconomic boundary. It doesn't matter if you're from a blue-collar family.
That's why we always make this point. That's why I always make this point, is that when the government starts doing no-due process and kidnappings to the middle class and the rich, folks, we're in deep decline. Go ahead.
I was raised in a nice home on the lakeshore, upper-middle-class family in Canada, the whole bit. And we have what's called the Children's Aid Society up here, same thing as CPS. And confluence of events, parents were divorcing, I was truant from school, although I was a straight-A student. They interfered in our lives due to truancy laws at the time. Education wasn't as progressive, nobody was homeschooling. They said it was against the law. They ended up taking me out of my home and put me in their quote-unquote system, which was a total culture shock, obviously. Anyway, ended up in one of those experimental places run through the hospital for emotionally challenged youth. You know, I was always a counter-revolutionary from the time that I was born, I think. I knew what was going on and called them out. Anyway, I'll never forget the day that I stood there in front of the administrator and, he said to me, "You're not leaving this place until you think the way that we say that you should think." Literally said that to me, and I'm 12 years old, and I said, "You know what? I'll die here before I think the way that you want me to think, and you're going to let me go." I fought for my freedom. I resisted. It took me a year. I was 12 years old. They ended up at the very end of this. It wasn't a sentence. I committed no crime. I was only a 12-year-old little girl. They ended up, the staff members, of course, were just completely brainwashed. I mean, I knew that they were just kids, really, in their early 20s. I mean, you know, just fresh out of college.
And most of them were abused. Most of them were abused. And so they're getting back at daddy or mommy. And see, everybody is the bad daddy or mommy, and so they're punishing everyone. They are the mental patients, but go ahead.
Sure, but I'm a 12-year-old little girl. But I mean, I was born a warrior, and I looked into the eyes of sheer unmitigated evil when I looked into the eyes of that director, and they made it clear. You're not leaving here until we fix your mind. And
So how did it end?
You know, they ended up, ultimately, I mean, there were incidents where I was injected with haloperidol, which was the strongest antipsychotic drug at the time. I don't know if you're aware of what that is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I basically fought for my freedom. I was sent to a behavioral modification facility. This tore my family apart, devastated mother, sister, father. We're still all split up to this day in the sense.
So then they sent you to a brainwashing facility.
Yeah, they just devastated, but, you know, I'm basically a rogue. I mean, I fought for my freedom. I said, you know what? I'll die before I let you have my mind. And I mean,
well, listen, I understand when I was 12, I probably would have challenged them too. It's better. And I'm not saying you're bad. In fact, I admire you, and I'm sure it made you stronger what you went through. Instead of letting them destroy you, you can actually use it as a lesson.
You know what the thing is at the time, I mean, you know, you're young and you've got that fighting spirit.
No, I know, exactly. I would have done the same thing, but today, being an adult, You just play their game, tell them what they want to hear, and know the whole time they're enemies, and that you're going to get into a position in life to defend others and lead a charge against them. All of that is how we're going to get the high ground, and then we're going to punish them. That is what's, and we're going to do it through the Bill of Rights and through the Constitution, and but just when you're in their clutches, it's best to just give them no energy.
Absolutely have to do that, and I was fighting a battle for myself. These parents, though, I want to let you know that it's a perpetuating cycle. I'm 35 now, and I have a beautiful son, but they attempted in later years to interfere in my life just to gain. These people just tend to, I mean, they have some kind of a sonar device, I swear. And I basically prevented them from doing that by taking a really hardline stance. But what I want to say to these people is what somebody said to me when I was forced to fight for my child. Just ridiculous charges. I was a vegetarian. They said he needs meat, some kind of thing. Bullshit, trumped up charges.
I hear you, ma'am, but I'm gonna let you go. Listen, I really appreciate your call, and thank you for calling into the show. But the whole thing is we don't need to get, here's the deal. I yell and scream and get mad and get aggressive. But out then in the real world, we need to be cold about it. Because when we get all excited and angry and you did wrong, they're just waiting for us to make the wrong move. Okay? Let's go ahead and talk to Ben in Chicago. Ben, you're on the air.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, Ben, go ahead.
Hi, I just had a couple books and an observation I wanted to share. A couple books, some ammo for the info war, if you will. The first book, The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America.
Charlotte Iserby, Deputy Director of the Department of Education, opened meetings about how they were going to brainwash and destroy America's youth's minds.
Exactly. I mean, if you look at this as like a war.
They have actual handouts showing how they're going to turn us into zombies. They actually say it. She has Department of Education, internal documents. It is not our opinion. It is to turn us into zombies. Go ahead.
Right. I mean, if you look at it like a war between, I don't know, like the elites and the masses, you know, the first thing in a war, you can, you know, confuse the enemy, shut down their, you know, command and control center. So, you know, they're dumb and, I mean, like the book says, the deliberate dumbing down.
Scientifically focused.
Right. I mean, going back 100 years, it's very interesting. And I just
they took the freest, most intelligence, highest test scores, the majority of the inventions, almost all the wealth, the most dynamic, beautiful people in the world, and turned us into demon creatures. Yes.
Yeah. The other book, Programmed to Kill, the Politics of Serial Murder. That's by David McGowan, and it's a well-researched book, and it's sort of an insight into, you know, some of the depravity that's out there, and
shows like 24 and all this are meant to program us to be psychopaths.
Well, yeah, this book really gets into more like some of the weird ties that you'll see between. The government and various brainwashing programs and some of the...
No, I know. I've actually read a synopsis of the book. I haven't read it, but, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it's very weird. Like for example, the link between Henry Lee Lucas, the only guy that Bush pardoned from death row, and, you know, his links to the Bush family. Very, very in-depth.
It's sick, my friend. I appreciate your call. Anything else?
Just one more point. If you look at, you know, like I said, like a sort of a war between war between the elites and the masses. Like the elites, they don't care so much about getting more money, but, you know, they want to obtain and secure their power. And the one way though that they can weaken us is to, you know, make our money situation worse. Like for example, the immigration bill. It'll cost upwards of $2 trillion, but, I mean, when you look at already the debt that the U.S. has, you know, both public and private, that's around, I don't know, one number I saw from last year was $87 trillion. Now that's like $300,000 a person.
Sure, I appreciate your call. Yeah, legalizing the illegal aliens, the 30 million, letting them bring in their family members to be instantly legalized, the states are already completely bankrupt. But with more federal mandates to totally take over. They're bankrupt, and then they tell the cops, go out, write more tickets, grab more children, you won't have your jobs, blah, blah, blah. And they go, oh, we got to go out and do it, or we won't have jobs, and that's all smoke and mirrors. It's cold-blooded. And the New World Order says, yeah, we're the elite. We're in the positions of power. We are having the effect. We are the ones that are taking over. And we're doing this because we have a right to rule. We're doing this because we're going to win. And by hook or by crook, they see it as a strength. They see it as an attribute that they're completely ruthless. And they see you and I as weak because we love. And they got a bunch of brainwashed do-gooders out there serving them who can't see the forest for the trees, who can't see the big picture of what they're involved in. And if there's any solace to the bad things that are happening and the even worse things to come, it's this. So much of the scum that serves this system is going to be crushed first by their own masters. And so many of the good old boys that went along with this, and the liberals and the rest of them, are going to be caught in their own trap. We'll be right back. We'll talk to Kathy and Rob. Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triomethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions. Credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is, you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 network security switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 security switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Up on PrisonPlanet.com and JonesReport.com, we have the Hillary Clinton clip where Senator talks about her and Boxer talking about how they got to restrict and shut down talk radio. And, of course, the neocons are all jumping on that. What about Trent Lott saying that? What about Tony Blair saying restrict the internet news? I mean, they're all doing it. across political parties. It isn't a left-right situation. But they do want to shut down and start restricting free speech because alternative talk radio is starting to take over in small ways, but getting inroads into mainstream talk radio. And the majority of callers are now anti-New World Order, pro-Ron Paul. And so the neocons can't gauge it or control it anymore, and so you see Republicans calling for its restriction and attacks on the Internet. Because basically you can call into it. You can plug websites. It gives the people a voice, kind of like C-SPAN does with the call-ins. Just any venue in the mass media for you to be able to communicate, they don't like it. They don't like it that conservatives can get up and say, call Washington and tell them don't get rid of our borders. Good news here out of UK, customers not ready for RFID. It says that 80%+ of companies are adopting RFID, but that the people are almost universally against it. That's some good news. I'll have to cover it all Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. I'll be live Central Standard Time out of the studios of News Radio 590 KLBJ. And I do want to thank everybody that came out to the event last night at the Alamo Draft House. I want to thank them as well. Great folks. And let's take a few calls. Let's talk to Kathy in Virginia. Thanks for holding. You're on the air, Kathy.
Thank you, Alex. I have two quick questions and a quick comment. What kind of secret stuff is going on? What's going on at the School of the Americas in Georgia? What is that all about?
They train Latin Americans with torture manuals, how to torture children in front of their parents. Ugh. This is in the manuals, how to hook electrodes to them, how to kill people, how to execute people and cover it up, how to stage terror attacks. Basically, and that's just one school. They have schools in Alabama and other areas where they train Arabs and mainly Al-Qaeda. And I have articles, AP, back in the late 90s with them, quote, training Al-Qaeda. So they have those facilities, too. And, you know, they trained Saddam in 58 when he was 18 years old, how to kill and assassinate and put him into power 20-something years later. And they just train terrorists.
And I want to clarify something that you've been saying. Satellite TV receiver boxes and HD TVs, do they have, like, listening devices or hidden cameras in there so that when you have them in your bedroom, they're able to watch you, like, through some kind of secret device or something?
Yeah, well, there's nothing secret about it. Yeah, digital cable does. Not all satellite does. There's some two-way satellite. But computers do it. Computers now come standard with cameras and microphones. And, yeah, the government, whoever else wants to, dials in and watches you and listens to you with those.
Okay, and just a quick comment, and that is the listeners that are really, really mad at the government, I urge them to go to usajobs.gov and join the people that are trying to serve the public properly and honestly and get a job and come to Washington or look for a job in your local area. Join the federal workforce.
Yeah, that is a way. I mean, because the government's gotten so corrupt that all the good people get out, we don't need that to happen.
Yeah, don't drive us away. We're still trying.
I hear you. I know everybody's not bad in the government, and God bless you. All right, we're almost out of time. Real fast, Rob in Pennsylvania, you're on the air.
Yeah, Alex, thanks. I wanted to commend you for your body of work. I've looked at all your films and all of your other videos, and your passion just comes through just so strong.
Well, thank you. I do not like what's happening, so there is passion.
Well, the one thing I wanted to comment on was it's just incredible the fact that there is so much corruption. There's not enough courts in this country to have all these people go on trial, all these corrupt politicians. The Department of Justice turns their back on known profiteering from these defense contractors. There was a post up on, I don't know where I saw it, Rents or...
Are you kidding? I mean, it's in the AP that Halliburton would get $20 million for a $500 blue tarp. I mean, it's just, it's so, that's what I mean. It's just, it's off the chart. God bless you all.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Now.